This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Governor K.T. Parnaik today interacted with Arunachal Pradesh mountaineer and Everest summiteer Tagit Sorang, along with his team, who had successfully conquered Mount Kang Yatse too in Ladakh on 31st of August this year. During the meeting at Rajavan, Itanagar, the team provided the governor with a detailed account of their challenging 11-day expedition, sharing insights into the rigorous preparation, extreme weather conditions and teamwork required to achieve such a remarkable feat. Expressing his admiration, the governor described this mountaineering accomplishment as a proud moment for Arunachal Pradesh. He said that it showcases the courage and perseverance of the team and also reflects the immense potential, determination and adventurous spirit of the youth of the state. The governor said that achievements like this inspire countless young people to pursue their dreams, embrace challenges and push the boundaries of human endeavor. Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta, along with Director General of Police Anand Mohan, commissioners and secretaries today visited Boling in Siang district to review the district development report and assess the progress of ongoing developmental initiatives in the district. During the meeting, the CS reviewed the district development report in detail, providing guidance on effective implementation, monitoring and coordination to accelerate development and enhance service delivery. He emphasized the need to make extensive use of the Seva Aapke Dwar platform to ensure that government services and welfare schemes reach every household, particularly in the remote areas. The Department of Information Technology and Communication, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, yesterday participated in the India Mobile Congress 2025, organized by the Department of Telecommunications and the Ministry of Communications at Yasobhumi, Dwarka, New Delhi. The state delegation was led by Chairman, State Council for IT and E-Governance, Niamar Karbak. The department apprised the ministry regarding the unsatisfactory performance of BSNL in the state, particularly in the execution of BharatNet and USOF-funded mobile projects. The state expressed concern over project delays and operational bottlenecks that continue to affect digital service delivery, especially in remote and border regions. The delegation also held constructive interactions with the telecom services providers, technology partners and digital ecosystem enablers to explore collaboration, opportunities for innovation, localized solutions and last-mile connectivity. The Arunachal Olympic Association has appreciated Chief Minister Pema Khandu and the State Cabinet for approving the Phase 2 infrastructure development of the State Sports Academy at Miao with a total investment of ₹130 crore. During the cabinet meeting held at Miao Changlang district under the cabinet Aapke Dwar initiative. Meanwhile, the association has reaffirmed its full support to the government's vision of empowering youth through sports and pledge to continue working in close coordination with the Department of Sports and Youth Affairs to realize the shared goal of producing Olympians from the state. NSS volunteer Raja Bosumatari from Rajiv Gandhi University, NSS Cell Doimukh, has been conferred the prestigious Mai Bharat NSS Award at Rashtrapati Bhavan, New Delhi. This national recognition celebrates his outstanding commitment to community service and exemplary contributions through various NSS programs and university outreach initiatives. Commemorating the 93rd Air Force Day, the Indian Army and Indian Air Force jointly celebrated the Air Force Day at Advanced Landing Ground, Manchukuo, yesterday. The celebration showcased the seamless coordination and a strong bond that exists between the two premier arms of the Indian Armed Forces. The event highlighted the significance of synergy in operations and the importance of mutual trust and cooperation in safeguarding the nation's sovereignty and territorial integrity. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.